Do you guys mind if I turn on the radio?
You're tuned in.
Break it down.
You're tuned in to Pick FM
93.6.
Matutu Matsudela joined the Wikimedia Foundation as Senior Global Brand Manager in 2021. In her role at the Wikimedia Foundation, her focus is to protect, steward, and grow the movement's brand and find ways for them to show up in culture, reach more people, and create a world in which every single young person, especially those in the Global South, can contribute to and freely share in the sum of all knowledge. First of all, how are you, Mrs. Matsudela?
Well, thank you on this very gloomy, rainy Joburg day, but I'm good. Thank
you. Let me tell you, that weather, I love it. I love it. It keeps you indoors. You don't have any visitors or right, or sharp.
I feel you. You get a break. But lockdown has got us introverts even seeking connection with others, right?
I would love to say I'm an introvert, but yeah, Papa. All right. Could you please tell us more about your work and about the Wikimedia Foundation?
Sure. I maybe start with the Wikimedia Foundation.
Please.
Yeah. So the Wikimedia Foundation is a global nonprofit that is maintaining and hosting one of the most read websites in the world, Wikipedia. Mm. And the nonprofit raises money from individual donations from all around the world. And its job is to make sure that sites like Wikipedia and other sites that they host, including a image and media free resource called Wiki Commons, a books resource called Wiki Books and Wiki Source, are available to readers online forever. And so the foundation's goal is that by 2030, we'll create really, knowledge equity around the world, meaning that, any individual, wherever they are located, if they're on the internet, they're able to access high quality, credible information and knowledge, and that it's free. You also notice that Wikipedia is one of the only spaces on the web that doesn't have any advertising. And we want to keep it that way.
That is so interesting because, yes, I've paid attention to it, but now that you're bringing it up, it's like, what? Okay, must be nice. And can I ask, who are the creatives that are supporting this campaign?
Yes, so we have partnered with a wonderful design and creative studio called Bubblegum. And you can find Bubblegum by going to bubblegumclub.co.za. In connecting with some of South Africa's most interesting thought leaders and creative producers and content creators, but also the people who are contributing new knowledge in their own unique way. And Bubblegum already features some of these people on their website. But for our campaign, which is called Wikipedia by Us, our goal was to discuss how the way they create knowledge is as valuable and as important as what we all think knowledge is, which is a studious academic and very sometimes exclusive idea of what knowledge is. So we really want to celebrate all the ways in which we as South Africans share and produce knowledge, from fashion to music to memes to comedy to dance even, and food and culture. And the creatives were chosen because they're doing this in their own way. A good example is one of the creatives is a woman named Zayan Khan. And she talks about how the food we eat how our food systems are are areas that we need to understand in detail and how they shape who we are. And knowing about our food systems is important to knowing who we are indeed. And Kabelo, who's behind one of the most famous fashion collectives, the Sartists, he talks about fashion and how it connects to other popular culture like sports and how it shapes our identity as people. So just an example of how we can celebrate all forms of knowledge.
It really, to me, it really seems like you guys are covering every single aspect of South Africa's diversity group, or like the global new world, like how diverse we are, and like taking everything from music to food, because I love both, and fashion, and like everything in one. And that for me, it's just, it's amazing. It's wow. Very, very interesting. Giving me goosebumps here. How are the creatives selected, and how do other artists get involved in this?
These creatives and thought leaders were selected in partnership with Bubblegum Club. Mm-hmm. They were handpicked, and we really felt like they captured our ambition for telling the story about where knowledge is free and celebrated. And people can participate by using the hashtag Wikipedia by us, and creating their own content, and sharing in the conversation that either one of these creatives have already started, by responding to them, holding conversations, debates amongst themselves. We'd love to see how people take this idea that knowledge can exist everywhere, and really explore it. And we're watching and listening and learning from how people interpret this idea.
Interesting. Is this the first of its kind, or has a similar campaign been executed elsewhere in the world?
This is the first time we have executed a campaign of this nature. And it's the first time we've produced a campaign in South Africa. So we will likely, it's not clear whether we will replicate the same campaign in other markets. While we will be producing new campaigns, they might be slightly different. So this one feels really special because it was designed for Mzansi, South Africa, and what we have to say about knowledge.
All right. So I'm a South African who wants to participate in the knowledge movement. I'm like, yeah, I want to be Einstein was in South Africa. I want to be that girl. How do I get involved?
Well, a good place to start is by learning a little bit about how one of our famous projects, Wikipedia, is created. So many people don't know that Wikipedia is written and maintained by ordinary people around the world. So every page you've ever read on Wikipedia was written by Joe X in Potchefstroom or Polokwane. And you can do it too. And if you go to Wikimedia ZA, which is Wikimedia's South African chapter, you will join a community of contributors to projects like Wikipedia. And what's more important, you can contribute to the Wikipedia, in a language of your choice. So you can contribute in English, and you can contribute in Sepedi or Setswana, whatever you feel comfortable with, and more importantly, on the topics that you care about. So what's great about Wikipedia, we're not looking for academic essays. We recognize all knowledge. So if you are passionate about the individual townships in Seshego, in Polokwane, and what they represent, you can write about that in Sepedi, and in, the world will see it. All right. So I invite you to go to @WikimediaZA and search that on Facebook, and you'll find the Wikimedia ZA chapter, or you can go to wikimedia.org.za to find the chapter, and volunteers and organizers from the chapter will respond to your questions about how you can begin editing.
Okay, so what if me, I don't want to I don't want to use isiZulu or Xhosa or English Afrikaans. Me, I want to mix it all. Katsotsitaal. Is that fine?
You know, Tsotsitaal is not a recognized language within the project currently. However, if you can gather enough Tsotsitaal speakers and writers,
yeah,
you can create the Wikipedia Tsotsitaal version.
Yo.
And absolutely. Of course, you will have to prove a few things and gain some approval from various organizing bodies within the Wikimedia movement and support. Mm. But one thing that the Wikimedia ZA chapter is focused on is inclusivity. And that means encouraging all languages to exist in our open knowledge ecosystem. And so, for example, there is a strong conversation happening now about Afrikaans, which is the language, exactly, which is the language group that is very much spoken. And so organizers are interested in potentially creating a Wikipedia Afrikaans, which means those who prefer to read content in Afrikaans, not Afrikaans, can begin to do so. And those who want to write and maybe translate the English Wikipedia into Afrikaans can do so too.
That is very, very interesting, actually. So how does one get like a Wikipedia page? Do we go on the Facebook page and then we follow the steps, or is there another route?
So Wikipedia is written by editors, and the sort of process to create an article on Wikipedia follows a series of guidelines and requirements. One of the big reasons why you and I can go to Wikipedia and trust the knowledge that is there is because the person writing each of the articles has referenced sources that are written and can back up what they're saying. It's not opinion. It's cited. And so when you write an article, it has to pass what we call the notability threshold, which means it is not an original piece of writing from yourselves, that it's written and noted by other people, meaning there's an article on the Sunday Times or the City Press about this topic you're writing about, or an academic paper at a university you can reference. A report by the CSIR has mentioned this data point. And so when you read it, it feels simple, but it's actually backed up by credible data and is cited correctly. And if it doesn't pass this threshold, unfortunately, it will not survive on Wikipedia, which is good for readers because, you know if a page exists, it means it's been cited correctly. You can trust it. And if it disappears, it means somebody has crossed some line, broken some rule, or is not being truthful about the information there.
Absolutely. And can I ask, because we all love money and money loves us sometimes, does Wikipedia or Wikimedia pay for content?
Wikimedia and Wikipedia does not pay for content. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that makes us stand out amongst everything you read on the web. It is written by volunteers, people who are carving out time out of their day, in their mornings, in their evenings, in their weekends, to open the web and contribute to the total sum of knowledge. And that's a powerful thing. And so when you read an article, know that person has written it for free. All of the content is for free. And in fact, beyond Wikipedia, all our projects, whether they be other websites like Wikicommons or Wikisource or Wiktionary, are open source projects and freely distributed, meaning nobody was paid to make them and nobody will be charged to use them.
Aha, okay, all right. And how many contributors slash volunteers are South African?
So this is one of the main reasons why a campaign like Wikipedia by us is so close to our hearts. The number of contributors on our projects that are from the African continent, yes, never mind South Africa, is incredibly low. So out of the 280 global volunteers who contribute to our projects, only 1.5% of these are based in Africa.
No way.
Only 1.5%. And so you can imagine, if only 1.5% of these are based in Africa, the knowledge that is there is incomplete.
I get you. Yes, absolutely.
So a project like Wikipedia by us, and we named it that with very much a lot of intention, is this knowledge, these knowledge gaps need to be filled, not by anybody else, but by us. If we want our projects like Wikipedia and all of the others to reflect who we are, where we've come from, where we are going, they need to be edited by us. So if you have a passion and an area of knowledge that you want to share with others, we welcome you to contribute to our projects so that we can balance this out over the next 10 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last question, what message do you have for the youth of South Africa?
You know, South Africa, when it comes to knowledge, we can't think of knowledge without thinking about our legacy and the inequities there are in accessing information, knowledge, and high quality information and knowledge, and how few people have access to it. So I think I would encourage young South Africans to feel empowered, to recognize that they themselves can participate in knowledge creation, preservation, and in editing projects like Wikipedia, that they have a space here in our work to make high quality, credible information and knowledge available to many people, and that their voices matter, and that we cannot claim to be a knowledge resource without their voices. So I say to them, reach out to Wikimedia ZA in South Africa, learn a little bit more about how you can contribute to our projects. That's at Wikimedia ZA on Facebook and wikimedia.org.za online to learn more.
All right. So remember to follow the hashtag Wikipedia by Us campaign on social media. Thank you so much for giving me such knowledge. Now I have a different perspective of Wikipedia, Wikimedia, Wiki Zonke Zinto. I'm not even going to, you know, I really do have a new profound respect for it and definitely new insight. And I really hope that the campaign flourishes, especially in South Africa, especially in Mzansi. I don't know. This is just my hometown. It is what it is.
Thank you for giving us this time. I appreciate it very much.
We all know Wikipedia, right? Did you know Wikipedia is written by more than 280,000 global volunteer contributors, but less than 1.5% of these are South African? Whoa, whoa, this means Wikipedia articles are missing the perspectives here from Africa. History written about South Africa and other countries is being documented by people in other regions of the world, which means we have less of a say. But that's about to change, thanks to Wikimedia South Africa and hashtag Wikipedia by Us, to show South Africans an avenue to address inequities in accessing and sharing knowledge. We're inviting you to join the free knowledge movement to represent the real South Africa on Wikipedia. Stay tuned to Big FM for more information about this incredible initiative, and make sure to follow hashtag Wikipedia by Us on social media.